What's up, everybody? I go by the name of Doggy Diamonds. You are now listening to No Filter Podcast. No filter means honesty. If you're afraid of honesty, then this ain't the podcast for you. We gonna be honest today. Once again, live and direct, I am Doggy Diamonds. This is Doggy Diamonds TV you are listening to. Shout out to everybody who's listening and that can hear me, that can hear my voice. If you can hear me out there, can I get a check? Could you let me know that you can hear me? This is very essential, very critical, because the last time I did this, nobody heard me till after a while, and I had to go through all the rigorous things for people to hear me. So I want to know if I can be heard out there. Am I live? Can y'all hear me? Okay, now all of a sudden, nobody can hear me. Nobody's paying attention to anything that I'm saying. Okay, cool. You can hear me. That's what's good. All right, so I had to address this topic because I always get on the dudes about how they carry themselves. I'm a man, so I always have to get on the men about how they carry themselves and conduct themselves. Dealing with women, dealing with relationships, dealing with, you know, each other. But really do I check the women. Really do I check the women. So today, I'm going to G-check the women. Today, I got questions. I need answers. Of course, I'm not setting up the telephone, so you can't answer me via the phone. But you can leave your commentary in the chat room, which is going to appear on the screen. Or you can leave your commentary in the damn, the comment box below the video. After this video is finished uploading, you can, you know, leave your commentary below. So what I needed to know was that from women, what is a real man? So I see women, and this right here is, This dialogue comes from my Facebook, right? And I look at Facebook all the time, right? And I see a lot of women, and it's a lot of so-called, what would be considered to be conscious women, because they have the whole conscious get up. They have the unks. They have the names that go with it. They have the unks. They have the locks in their hair. They got just the whole get up. The whole, everything looks like, you know, that of a conscious woman who has knowledge of self and has a certain esteem. But most of them are talking about relationships all day. And men, and they don't have a man, and what type of man they want. And it's a lot of them on my timeline with this. A lot of them. Now, many of them have children. So I'm not going to, you know, be specific, because then they're going to think I'm talking about them. And I'm not talking about you. I am generalizing to all women, but these women in particular. What is a good man? Now, if you're talking about a good man, what are you basing this good man off of? Is it off of the way they treat you? Is it off of what they give you, or off of what you see different men doing for other women? So what is a good man? A lot of times women say they want a good man, and I'm like, okay, what do you know about a good man? Unfortunately, your daddy wasn't there. So it doesn't come from your daddy. And then the good man that you might want, if your father is there, he might be a yes dear nigga. And I don't know if y'all know what a yes dear is. A yes dear nigga is.
Yes.
Yes dear nigga is. He's just there. He's just existing. And anything his wife say is, yes, dear. What do you want to eat tonight? You want to eat ribs? Yes, dear. He doesn't have no opinion. He just sits around and just goes with whatever and just let the woman dictate everything. You know why? Because he doesn't have any money. He doesn't have a job. So he is just a
yes,
dear nigga. So no matter what, he's just there. He don't want to rock the boat. He don't want to say nothing. He has nothing to do with the disciplining of the children, the learning. He is just there. He is like one of the kids. He is a yes dear nigga. And it's a lot of dudes that are yes dear niggas because they don't have no place to stay. So they just sit there and they be like, yes dear. And I think a lot of women want that dude when that's what they, because most women want what they daddy like. They say, I want a man just like my father. And I'd be like, well, if your father was a crackhead or your father was not in your life, how do you want a man like your father? And not only that, what you and your, what your mother and your father went through, you need to really, really figure out what's going on, because it might be your mama. So a lot of times the men, we get the short end of the stick. Women using child support as revenge, using children as revenge. Hold on, somebody's talking shit. Let me let you go. There you go. Just delete them, period. Get them out my chat room. Okay. Using children as a revenge, using child support as revenge, because if you child support means that you are supporting your child with financially, and I think more than financially, it should be, you know, you should be in your child's life, but women are doing shit to get back at the men and using the child. So you know about this perfect relationship. And let me keep it real with y'all. Most women have a man that would do anything for them. Most women have a man that would, you know, accommodate them in all ways, but they don't want him. You know what they want? They want a piece of shit. Now, this is what I was supposed to cover this shit last week. I didn't get to it, but I'm going to get to it today. I'm going to get to it today. Yes, yes, yes. I am going to get to it today. Most women want a complete, utter piece of shit. And when I say piece of shit, I mean the dude who got crud in between his teeth. He smokes so much weed, his lips is black as fuck. Look like he just brushed his teeth with activated charcoal and did not rinse his mouth out. His teeth got crud. His fingers, at the tips of his fingers, are black from like weed residue. And you let these men finger bang you with them nasty ass fingers. He got his pants under his butt. He walked like a penguin. And he wants to be a rapper. And he's a hustler. And this is the type of men that most of you women fuck with. So when you get a dude who has a job, who's very, very kept, who bathe every day, and he goes to work, and he has to get up on time, so he might not be able to spend a certain time with you because he has to go to work. You look at him like a square, like he's a piece of shit. So think about how you got it fucked up. You think the man who go to work don't drink, don't smoke, or maybe he does indulge, but it's not excessive. He ain't shit. But the dude who don't do shit with his life and has these rapper dreams and want to be the next Gucci man and the next this individual, that's the person that you want to put your all in. That's the person you let put babies in you. That's the person that you fuck with. That you in the house crying over. That you in the house FaceTiming. That you sending titty pictures to. Now look what relationship has become. Relationship has become, yo, I don't know you. I seen your post. Because this is what it's all about. I seen your post. I like your pictures. Because you know it's like a underlying relationship thing. That if you like too much of somebody's pictures, that you like them. It's not that you like, you know, their sneakers, or you like, you know, the background scenery. You like too many of their pictures, you like them. So you like too many of my pictures, you feeling me. So that makes me be able to go into your DM because you like 16 of my pictures in the last 3 months. So you feeling me. So that means I get to go in your DM and say what's really good because you are liking too many of my pictures. And this is what relationships have come to. Liking too many pictures, that means you like me. That means I get to go on your DM and ask you questions about yourself. And then the first thing people ask, what's the lamest shit women ask men? The lamest shit. What's your sign? I'm like, what's my sign? What do you mean? My sign, what does my sign have to do with anything? Because it's an asshole in every astrological sign on the chart. It's a fucking asshole. I don't care if you a Libra, if you is an asshole and all around the chart is an asshole. That does not set the standards for what a person is going to be like based off their sign. So please leave that shit alone. People always ask me, what's your sign? I'm like, who gives a fuck? Who cares? Miss me with that sign shit. So, you want to know the sign. Then you just see the small talk. And then it's like, send me a picture. And then it goes from that to like, send me a picture. And it's like, well, ladies, didn't he see a lot of your pictures? Why do a nigga need to see you naked? And then you sending dudes naked ass pictures. And you don't even know them. You sending them naked pictures. You don't even know them. The next thing you know, y'all in some relationship, but you don't even know the person. Last name, middle name. You don't know anything about them. You don't have no background. You don't know anything about this individual. And then out of nowhere, y'all in a relationship. You don't even know them. But the guy who has been courting you, the guy has been trying to get to know you, you won't give him a fucking time of day because he's considered to be a square. He's not out there enough. He don't want to go with you to the hookah bar while you smoke hookah and sing them dumbass songs on Snapchat and playing in your hair. Because what is it with you women in this shit? I'm confused with you women. Why is it that every time I see you on social media, you are doing singing some song, playing in your hair? What is that? Can you women please explain to me what that is? I need to know what that is. Why are women always singing some type of song? It's always some type of Drake or some real ratchet shit. Y'all don't sing no love songs. Y'all don't sing no songs that are uplifting. Y'all don't sing any songs that can help or, you know, about relationships. Y'all don't sing no songs about love. Y'all always on there talking about no fuck niggas and all this stupid shit. Come on, man. So this is what we have as men to look at. So you got women who are sitting there with ass pictures. So when you did sit there and you look at ass pictures, that's the first thing you think about. You think about ass. And then look at the women that y'all hold in high regards. You're following Amber Rose. You're following Black China. You're following Kim Kardashian. You are following that. But women who have some type of esteem, women who have something going for themselves, they are not good enough for you because they don't fit the criteria for what you think. Now, you look at these Jay-Z and Beyoncé's and you look at these relationships, the Keisha Kior and Gucci Mane, and you put relationship goals under that. You put relationship goals. You put relationship goals under Jay-Z and Beyoncé, and Jay-Z cheated on Beyoncé. So that's your relationship goal to get cheated on? That's what you want in your relationship to get cheated on. Because he cheated on Beyoncé, according to him and according to her. We don't really know what they did. They could have been doing that to whatever, but we do that. We know that. So that's your relationship goals. That's what your goal is, to be cheated on. Then you got men out here who you know that this dude ain't shit because when he was dealing with you, he was with another woman. But you feel like you took her man. And then you're on Facebook doing all these subliminals. And then you say, I'm not with the subliminals, which is a subliminal. I ain't with the subliminals. But that's a subliminal within itself. So you have to decide what you want to do for yourself. And then the man is going to compliment you and what you're already doing and what you got going on. But y'all be sitting here and y'all let these dudes treat y'all like shit. And then y'all want to complain about getting treated like shit. And you letting a dude do that. When the phone ring, you don't got to answer. You know when a dude just wants some. You know that. He don't care about you. He don't care if you ate today. He don't care how your hair is. He don't care how your day at work was. He just want. And then he is. Well, I gotta go. And you know these things. But you still put yourself in these situations off of fake ass love, off of good sex. What is good sex if the energy ain't right between you mentally? If the mental is not right, nothing else is really clicking. Because that means you shallow. That means you shallow. If your relationship, I see women, and I hope some of the women on my timeline of Facebook, I hope that y'all are listening. Because this shit is dedicated to y'all on my Facebook. And like I said, it's the women. They got unks. They got the cis star. They spell cis star. They spell womberman and all this other shit. They got it all down pat. So you look and you say, damn, she's a down chick. She might be, you know, she might be hip. You know, we might be able to build on something. And she's a piece of shit. All of that shit is a front. Because consciousness became cool. Consciousness became a fad. And it became something that everybody want to be a part of. But they don't want to live the life that you supposed to live when you're conscious. But consciousness means that you know better and you have to live a righteous life. And they don't want to do that because all they doing on Facebook is talking about sex. Get the fuck out of here. Enough is enough. You let a dude come over. You don't even know him. You know him from the gram. And you let him just shoot the club up and put a baby in you. And you might as well name your baby Instagram. Because you don't even know them. You don't know the individual. And then you wonder why your relationship didn't work. Look at all these people where you see them. They happy. Because let me tell y'all something, right? Anybody. I don't care. You're going to get mad at me. Y'all going to be offended. You're going to think I'm talking about you in this one. I don't care. Anybody who you see on Instagram and their default picture is them and their mate, that shit is fake. That shit is fake. Because it don't say y'all two, it say you. So if your name says Bob James, why is it you and the chick in the default picture? That shit is fake. Because you got people who got fake relationships for the internet. But in real life, they don't even rock with each other. But they fronting happiness for the internet. That shit is corny. Start pulling your homegirl coat. Pull your homegirl coat. Tell her, stop fronting. Because it's all this no good. Man syndrome and the niggas ain't shitting on. First of all, women outnumber men. We know that. We do know that good men are scarce because a lot of times, a lot of men wasn't taught how to be men. You have a lot of males that are not men. So they're just taught. You know, you're a male by birthright. But coming into manhood is something different that has nothing to do with puberty. So being a man is something different because that's the ways and actions and how you carry yourself. That's what makes you a man. And a lot of dudes don't know how to be men because we're taught that the more conquests that we have in women is what validates us as men. So now we start feeding the ego, thinking that we need an abundance of women because that's what makes you lit. Now you got to remember, a lot of these guys out here are lames. So fame and stature automatically thinks that they're bigger than what they really are. But these are the dudes where we was giving wedgies to and sending them to the store. And when they come to school, when I went, they had to buy us pretzels and shit like that and butter crunch cookies. This is a fact. So now they can't wait to say, yo, I'm this dude now. I'm lit. I'm this, that, and the third. So now what they do, they start overcompensating and then they start taking it out on women. Now you have women, because even the dude, listen, man, let me tell you something, man. Let me tell y'all something. A lot of dudes, and they're going to get mad that I'm saying this. I don't care. I don't bite my tongue. I keep it a buck at all times. A lot of dudes in hip hop, a lot of dudes in the so-called conscious community, a lot of dudes are pieces of shit. They trying to smash everything walking. They pieces of shit. They want to smash every chick. And that shit to me always been a sign of a weak ass dude. That always been sign of a weak ass dude. That's trying to holler at everything. That shit, you a sucker. You a cornball and a sucker. Because they got all this relationship talk. All this. A woman need. But where's your woman that could back up everything that you're saying? How you become a relationship expert and you not in a relationship? How you know everything about relationships, but you don't have one to prove the testimony of what you're talking about? And you telling women how to clean themselves and this yoni shit and all that. You know everything about a woman's vagina like you got one. Know everything about women's vagina like you got one. These yoni steams and all this shit I be saying. Like, what the fuck is that shit? Like, down dudes is telling chicks how to wash their private, but his underarms stink? I'm confused. You know everything about a woman's body, but you walking around smelling like... I'm confused. I'm completely confused. I don't know what the fuck is going on anymore. Underarms boofing. So now, what's killing me is this is what women have to pick from. So you picking the fucked up dudes because they have the whole get up too. They got the unk on. They got crystals on. They got a name that sounds like it means something, but they're a piece of shit. They're a piece of shit. So a lot of times, you got to screen the person that you're dealing with. Stop sleeping with people based off of the perception of them and start really getting to know people. And getting to know people is getting to know yourself first. Because you come first, regardless in what, no matter, most of us people who are, that have been abused mentally, is because we put somebody, we always putting somebody before us. We always come last. You cook, everybody eat before you. And then when everybody else eat, they don't even say, damn, did we save him a plate? He sat here and cooked all this shit. They don't even care. This is the crazy shit about us. So now you got a bunch of women running around playing in a fucking weave all day, singing songs that are stupid, singing stupid songs. So I'm like, damn, if you are single as a man, you got slim pickings for a wife. Because look at the women you got to deal with. Look at the women that you have to go for. You either going to get you a chick who's fake woke, or you just going to get a chick who's all the way over there who can't wait to smoke hookah and sing songs. Now, you trying to find that medium where, okay, it's nothing wrong with it being a little ratchet, because you know when Doodle Brown come on and you know everybody start wilding, you know, so it's nothing wrong. We're not saying that, because woke doesn't mean not enjoying yourself. So let's not get that twisted. And going to work every day does not mean that you don't enjoy yourself. Going to have yourself a drink, going to a lounge, even if you want to smoke hookah, that's okay. That's what you choose to do. It's okay to have a good time. It's not that serious. You know, because I think a lot of times people be thinking, you got sit in the crib militant all day and we at war and pass me that shea butter and burn 70 more incense and shit, you know, and I'm gonna sage this crib. And I'm like, you gonna sage your crib, right? To get rid of the evil spirits, but the evil spirit is you. You can't sage yourself. You need to sage yourself. You are the evil spirit. You are the bad energy. So a lot of times you can have fun, you can enjoy yourself, but y'all, you know, y'all women, I just got a question. What do you want from a relationship? Because I think a lot of time that the man that can present this to you don't want him because he's a square, he has a job, he is not a go-getter. You're not in a big house, because look at what you set your standards as. Your standards is a mansion, cars, and you don't want to work, right? But anything that you do, even on, do you know that entrepreneurship is way harder than having a job? Let me repeat that. Hold on.
Yes.
Entrepreneurship is way harder than having a 9-to-5. You know why? Because when you're an entrepreneur, you are always on the clock. Your job never stops. You are always on the clock. You do never get to clock out. You never get to take vacations. You never get to do anything. So you think you want this entrepreneur life? You'd be better off getting that check every 2 weeks and getting that 401k and that pension. Because this shit right here is the worst. It's hard. Especially when you're doing service for your own people and your business comes from helping your people or providing service for your people, because your people are not going to help you. So many times I say, yo, I'm independent. Help my Patreon. I don't get no help. I say, yo, you see the shit. I say, people follow me on, they don't follow me, but you follow Kim Kardashian, you follow Amber Rose, you follow these people because you aspire to people, you aspire to be like them. And I might just be too much of a square, because I ain't fronting. I ain't showing you jewelry. I'm not showing you money. I'm not scamming you. And then showing you the shit that I scammed, that I bought with how I scammed you. That's what people are doing to you. And those are people that you fuck with. Ladies look and they say, damn, they look like they having a good time. You ever notice some of the most unemployed women do the most vacationing? You ever notice that? They're always on vacation. And I said this on Facebook the other day. If an all-inclusive trip is living your best life, then you in trouble. If booking an all-inclusive trip is living your best life, then you in trouble. And many people didn't get what I was saying, but it's more to life than just booking a fucking all-inclusive trip to fucking Cancun or some shit. That ain't shit. You do that because you bust your ass and you need a vacation from busting your ass. So salute to all the women who get up every day, 5 a.m., 6 a.m., 7 a.m., coming home. Now the weather's, I mean the daylight saving time's about to change. So shout out to all the women who go out when it's dark and come home when it's dark. Salute to them. Single mothers who not gonna settle for any man because they feel lonely. Because loneliness have you settling and doing shit that you have no business doing because you're lonely. You never lonely as long as you have do. Now, we as long as you have you, but we all do need adult stimulation, adult conversation. But frivolous conversation and dumb conversation get you in a situation where you start talking to people that you have no business fucking with. Some people are not on your level, right? So what happens is you don't know if you're going to pull them up. Are they going to pull you down? So, I ain't going to keep y'all in here all day. I just got a question. For women, what do y'all want? And when you say a good man, everybody that's a woman wants a good man. Every man wants a good woman. But what are you basing that off of? What are you basing out? Some women out here are just professional baby mothers. Some women are professional side chicks. Professional side chicks. You never had a man of your own. Every man that you had was somebody else's man. As somebody else's man every time. It's some women that you know, they never had their own man. They always was a side chick. They always was a leftovers. They always was the girl who came and cleaned up the mess at the end. But I say professional because they do it for a living. Or you have these women who are so broken and so insecure, they always got a man. I'm like, yo, didn't you just get out of a relationship? How was you in a relationship in September? Then you put you was single in November. And now Christmas is coming and you in a new relationship. When you going to start having a relationship with yourself? When you going to get to know who the fuck you are? When you going to get to know what you about? Because you jumping from man to man and all dudes are not the same. And maybe it's the type of men that you fucking with. It's you. Because you attract what you want. And when you don't want that shit, you got the right to discard it. You don't have to deal with, you don't, listen, nobody is that lonely. I mean, it's people like, he's my homie, but people like Biz Markie has kids. So it doesn't, you know, it's not about how you look or anything like that. Like, it's motherfuckers who's just butt-ass ugly who got children. You know what I'm saying? They have children, so it doesn't matter what you look like. But it's like women out here, I don't even know no more. And then these fucking, like I said, these girls on my timeline, oh my God. I was just thinking one day, I was like, yo, I need to just go on the unfriending spree. Because when I hit 5,000 on my Facebook, anybody who's not a supporter, you getting the fuck out of here. So let me put that out there now. I'm not giving you, this is the only warning that you're getting. So if you're on my Facebook, you don't like none of my shit, you don't support none of my efforts, you don't repost my shit, you don't come to any of my events, you're getting the fuck out of here. Because I have to make room for people who fuck with me.
Yes.
Actual facts. You're getting the fuck out of here. I am going to delete you. I'm not going to say, don't send me no message saying, why did you delete me? You should already know. You don't fuck with me. Some of us are really out here putting it in. Some of us is not regular, if that makes any sense. Some of us are doing astronomical things where we need the support of our people. And if you're not somebody who's supporting me as my people, you don't need to be sitting around watching what I'm doing. So you gotta go. I see women on my timeline who got candles, who got, I always ask them, you know, what's your store? How could I purchase? How could I help you? Because that's what we're supposed to do with one another. We go talking about, we need to do this. We need to do, well, when you going to start doing that shit? One of my homegirls has a lipstick, chapstick thing. What I do? I repost it. I'm not wearing no fucking chapstick or no lipstick, but hey, some women might. What does it cost me to hit repost? What does it cost me to hit like? It don't cost me a fucking dime. It costs me nothing. It costs you nothing. Man, don't start fucking... People texting me right in the middle of this. Let me put this on thing. This thing on. Anyway, so... Come on, come on. No, I don't wear no fucking chapstick. I ain't putting none of that weirdo shit on my mouth. You drink water, your shit won't be dry and fucking dehydrated and shit. Drink water. But anyway, all I'm saying with women, leave a comment below. Y'all need to talk. Y'all need to have some group meetings. When you see your homegirl slipping, pull her coat. Check her, man, because there's a lot going on that's foul, and these dudes is able to run amok because y'all letting them. Y'all got so much of the power and what goes on in society, in the community, because the first teacher of the children is the mother. You're the first teacher. But your mind is so busy in the fucking clouds or in the fucking... Look what you're teaching your children. How is it that your child is not even 5 years old and they ate more oodles and noodles than a 30-year-old? You putting all that salt and sodium and spaghetti and meatballs and all that bullshit in your fucking children. What's wrong with you? What's wrong with you? And then you talking about you want... A real man, you want a real relationship, and you can't even fucking cook. I asked that on my Facebook the other day. Do people still make Sunday dinner? A lot of women can't even cook. They can't even fucking cook no more, but always want to eat fat and shit. And all you always want to eat, and you can't cook. So you eat bullshit. And in turn, you eating bullshit, you feed it to your children, but you want a man... And they always say the way to a man's heart is what? Through his stomach. So you can't even fucking cook. And you want a man and you can't fucking cook. No man ain't gonna deal with no woman that can't cook. And if he deal with you and you can't cook, it's only for... And then he's out. This is a fact. So ladies, I had to give it to y'all today. I owed y'all this. But hopefully, I'm helping you a little bit. Hopefully, I'm giving you a little bit of insight on how you need the motherfucking... Oh, yeah. Yeah, homie says something. I can't pronounce your name. Stop introducing every goddamn man to your children, too, man. Every man, this is mommy's friend. And I know the baby like, damn. Mommy got a lot of friends. Every time I turn around, mommy got a new friend. What the hell is wrong with you? Mommy got a new friend again. That shit is crazy. Shout out to Chase. They don't know because you don't want them to be with their father. Because you have an issue with their father. But they can meet everybody that you met off social media. Think how crazy that is. It's people you don't even know that you're introducing to your children. And you don't even fucking know them. And they know where you live. People be like, well, where you? I ain't telling no. Listen, I don't want nobody knowing where I live. Some people in my own family don't even know where I live. And that's a good thing. When I be filling out shit now and they be like, address, I be like, I started putting my P.O. box down. I don't even want nobody to know where I lay my head. Damn that. Enough is enough with putting your goddamn information out there. I put my P.O. box on everything now. Want to know where I live? I live 315 Flatbush Avenue, box 340, Brooklyn, New York, 11217. That's where I live at. People be knowing where you live. People be knowing everything about you, knowing your kids. You got your and then you got these women with their children all over Facebook. So here it is. You got you and your daughter on one picture. Then the next picture, your titties is out. In the very next picture. And then you got women who's ruining perfectly. Perfectly set. What's the first thing that a baby wants from their mother when they're born? They want breasts. They want titties. They want boobs. They want to be breastfed. Here it is. You got these women who can't even breastfeed their fucking children because they got tattoos all over their titties like a fucking subway car in the 80s. Your titties look like Beach Street. So now the baby is sucking titties that it looked like Raymond drew a piece on. Think about that. Your titties look like a fucking Beach Street. What's going on? You don't think about your child? You don't think about your future when you do the dumb shit you do? You following behind Rihanna? Again, you keep following behind people who don't give a fuck about you. But you want to be like them. She ain't got no motherfucking man. She ain't in no situation where she's happy in a man. She done ran through, dudes done ran through her too. But you want to be like her. And then she makes songs like Sex With Me Is So Amazing, but she can't keep a fucking man. And the man that she had that probably really did give a fuck about her went upside her head. But that's what you want to be like. You want to be lusted after. You don't want to be loved. You want to be wanted. That's what most women want. You want to be lusted after. You want dudes to want to and keep it moving. But then you want certain men to love you and want to be with you. No man want to be with somebody who dudes done the club up and kept it moving. Because that's what always kill me. It's like chicks who are known scallywags, right? You let all these dudes live, but you want to be with me. You ain't want to be with them. I want what they got. I want to keep it moving too. Well, I gotta settle down. And that's how dudes be looking at a lot of chicks. Like, hold up. Well, I gotta settle down with you. They ain't had to settle down. They did their numbers and they bounced. They was sitting there and it was like, well, I gotta go. You know, our time together is our time together. But then you wanna settle down with somebody and he looked at you like, yo, you just a jump off. That's how you presented yourself. And we not even going to talk about how unsanitary some of these women are. We ain't even going to get into that. That's a whole nother show. That's a whole nother show. Because I done been in parties and clubs, various places from the so-called high class to the low class to the shelter class. And I smell women underarms smelling like Ramadan, like cab drivers, like corner store. This is a fact. And it was the women. I'm like, yeah, hold up. These chicks got on I Want to Be Alone cologne. So if your underarm is close to your nose and it smell like that, can you imagine what that cave smell like? Can you imagine? You know, it just smell like. Percent. That shit is crazy. So, at the end of it all, this is learned behavior that you learn from your mother. Ain't no man gonna deal with you if you ain't clean, if you don't know how to cook, if your mind ain't right, and if you stop chasing bullshit that's fake. 'Cause we all say what? Reality TV is fake. So why are you aspiring and why are you striving to be like reality TV shit? We know it's bullshit, so why are you trying to do that? Now, I don't have an innie, so I can't tell women how to clean their innies. I ain't on that type of time. A lot of dudes, like I said, dudes be like, you need your yoni and your. Shut up. You sure know a lot about a woman to not be one. Because you got some dudes who think they know every fucking thing. Everything, no matter what it is. Like sometimes I just be shutting the fuck up. People come here and ask me, yo, what you think about it? I be like, I don't think shit because I don't know shit about that. And I ain't gonna sit here and just talk because I got a mouth and I got an audience. I ain't with that. I don't just like talking because I got a mouth. I talk about shit that's near and dear to me. Sometimes I bullshit for fun, but I ain't gonna be sitting here talking. And like I said, a yoni steam, whatever, because I just seen that terminology. So that's why I'm saying that. I don't know shit about it. I don't even know what it is. And when you look up a lot of these words that we use, those ain't even words from Africans. They be Sanskrit words. They be different words that don't got nothing to do with our culture. This is a fact. But that's a whole nother thing. But then you like chakras and all that shit. That shit don't got nothing to do. That's not African. But people be on some African shit, but then using other people's cultures and trying to make it theirs. Anyway. So with that,
Doggy Diamonds did this.
Made it happen today. Finally got at you women. Some of y'all might be mad at me. Some of y'all might unfollow me. Some of y'all might curse me out. Ask me if I give a fuck. I don't care. Because you got to keep it real with y'all. I'm just tired. Tired of seeing y'all playing in y'all weak ass weave. Like, yo, come on, man. And then these filters. Like, what is your face? No, no. What does your face really look like? What do you really look like? We don't even know what you look like. We don't even know what you look like. You got like 80 filters on. You're glowing. You're fucking glowing. And it ain't glowing from your skin glowing. You're glowing based off of filters. Like, what do you look like? So you don't got no pimples. You don't got no blemishes, right? You don't got nothing. You got like 7 kids. Look like you had a, and you don't have no stretch marks at all, right? The fuck out of here. Sometimes your imperfections is what make you perfect. It's like you watching Zoobly Zoo. These chicks got, they open their mouth and they're licking the fucking screen. What is this shit? What are we doing here? And then you're idolizing women who are fucking plastic. Plastic. They don't have nothing real about them. You want a real man, but everything about you is fake. From your hair, to your nails, to your ass, to your titties, to your thoughts, to your lips, to your Gucci bag, to your outfit. Everything about you is fake. But you want something real. You wouldn't know what real is if you couldn't buy it. Everything is fake on most of these women. And how the fuck you want a fake ass and you work in Target? What does your Target job has to do with your ass? Now, if you are a stripper or you do certain things that your body has to be out there and you do, you know, that's what these dumb dudes is paying for, I understand it. But how you a doctor? Or you a nurse, not a doctor, but you a nurse's aide or whatever the fuck. You work in a dentist and you dig in people's teeth. Or you take x-rays and you want fake titties. What's wrong with you? Now, nothing wrong with makeup. I don't even mind weaves and wigs. I'm not gonna lie to you. It doesn't disturb me. It doesn't. You know, shit. A wig to some women is like a hat or a do-rag or whatever. It ain't that serious. Listen, most women who wear wigs and weaves got their own hair, a lot of it too. Straight up, they got a lot of it. So it's not because they're bald or, you know, they got a taper or nothing like that. It ain't because their edges is gone or nothing like that. They just wear that shit for convenience. So I've never been the type that was like, oh, I hate your hair and I hate makeup and all that shit. Because, you know, that don't bother me like that. Me personally. But when you OD, I dated this female where she wouldn't go outside unless she had on makeup. So when I met her, she had on makeup. And then when I saw her without it, I realized why she always went outside with makeup. She had Whoopi Goldberg eyebrows. Her face looked like Chewy Chips Ahoy's. And it's like, yo, that's why you are making yourself up. But you on some goddamn Decepticon shit because you really don't look like that. You really don't have no eyebrows. Your skin is fucked up. And you covering makeup, you putting it over your skin. And the shit that's coming out of your skin is what you eat. Is what you're eating. You got a poor diet and poor health. That's why your skin is fucked up. This shit is not fair. But you a real chick. And ain't nothing about you real. And the only thing that this individual wanted to do. And then I asked her, I said, yo, because how you going to ask me for $20 so you could go out to drink and I don't drink? Needless to say, I dropped her. I didn't stick around. I didn't try to make it work. I didn't do none of that shit. That shit was straight up and down like a season, honestly. I was like, yo, look, I ain't doing this shit. I'm not going to drive myself crazy trying to fix somebody who's fucking broken, don't want to be fixed. Because I need fixing myself, so I can't fix me and you. That's like when you get on a plane, what they tell you, in case of emergency, put your mask on first. I'm trying to put your mask on, and then I'm dying. And you fighting to put the mask on. We ain't doing that. So, I stopped fucking with her. Because it's like, yo, you don't get it. And I'm not going to be no hypocrite and be trying to do something and live a life. And then you're the fucking, you know, the enemy is right next to me in the damn bed. Everything you talking about, everything that you dissing is right next to you. That's what you pick to be at home with. Hell no, we not doing that. Nah, you got to go. And you ain't got to go home, but you got to get the hell away from me. So, the question I asked was, what is it with you with going out, singing the songs? Because I'm talking from experience too. You singing the songs, you playing in your dry ass weave, and you smoking hookah. Who you doing that shit for? Because me, as the person that you're so-called dating, I ain't feeling none of that shit. That shit don't impress me. I don't like that. So who you doing it for? That ain't how you attracted me. Because if I had known you was giving it up like that, I wouldn't have rocked with you. So who you doing that for? Do y'all women got like some secret society of who could sing the most on, you know, because now they got on Instagram where you could put the song in the Instagram. This shit is just too much access to fuck shit. But who you doing this shit for? I don't like that. I don't support that. I don't co-sign that. I don't want to see that shit. Who you doing that shit for? And you know what she said to me? I gotta have my fun. So I'm like, so going out to bars, smoking hookah, drinking with my money, putting on a pound of makeup, playing in your weave, singing on Snapchat, taking 65 pictures because you already know that one picture that she picked, ain't the only picture she took. She took about 65 and she took a gang. She took a roll of pictures before she picked that right one. Took like 65 pictures. You know, I'm telling you, they know them angles too, man. These women to deceive you. They know them angles. And like I said, if you're a big girl, salute. I'm not disrespecting no big girls. I'm not disrespecting no women who's a little chubby. But y'all be knowing them angles to make you look like you thin. And the shit ain't, it's fucked up. You got a little weight on you? Cool. If you don't like it, do something about it. But don't be deceiving people with this makeup, these weaves, and these angles. You come through looking more like Freddie Jackson, I'ma have to. That ain't gonna happen. We ain't doing that. So on that note, I'm Doggy Diamonds. Now, this wasn't a recent woman I was dating. It was a time ago. But regardless to say, I got her ass the fuck up out of here. That shit was a season. Trust me. Like, yo, nah, you got to go. And if she listens to this, which she probably won't, because, you know, when you try to help people, they get mad at you and shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, when you try to help people these days and you tell them something for their own good, they get mad at you and shit. You can say, yo, you got a pimple right there. I know I got a pimple. What you trying to blow me up for? Why? Like, yo, it's just me and you. It's not a bunch of people around. Like, you, I didn't say it in a fucking crowded room. I said it, me and you. You know what I'm saying? That this is where we at. So when you try to help people, they get mad. So I'd be like, hold the fuck up. First of all, fuck is you yelling at? Who you snapping at? And you gotta go. So on that note, I gotta go. I'm Doggy Diamonds. Hopefully, ladies, y'all don't be too angry with me. And if you are, so fucking what? Because y'all be needing to hear the truth. A lot of dudes be simping. A lot of dudes is saying all types of crazy shit. Shout out to Thought Crimes, too. I'll probably be coming back on later on today with me and the homie Prince. We got a show that we gonna do. We gonna get at y'all simps because we owe y'all. So shout out to Thought Crimes. Make sure y'all go over there, subscribe to that channel. That's my folks over there. And everything you see me doing here on the live stream is definitely their assistance was in all of this that I'm doing. They helped me with the technical aspects, a lot of stuff, you know, so that's my people. So I definitely got a lot of respect for them. But shout out to the homie Prince. We got a motherfucking a simp show that we gonna get at y'all dudes too. So with that, y'all do what y'all gotta do today. If you at work, do your job. Listen to me while you doing your job. And be safe out there. And I will be back later on. Peace. All right. I gotta get the fuck out of here. Thank you for listening to Doggy Diamonds No Filter Podcast. If you like this podcast, make sure you share this. Spread the word. Talk about it. Argue with me. I don't give a fuck what you do. Leave a comment. This is Doggy Diamonds. I'm out of here. See you on the next podcast. Peace. Doggy Diamonds did this.